Ladies and gentlemen, typically our schools and ed schools are not very pragmatic. There is too much grad school theorizing. Ralph Waldo Emerson cut to the heart of the matter when he pointed out that, open quote, an ounce of action is worth a ton of theory, close quote. Schools are often set up to promote ignorance and illiteracy. Let's go in the opposite direction. Here are pedagogical principles that encourage a return to the basics. First, teach the easiest things first. Get the kids moving. Get them involved. Second, don't hesitate to teach something two or three times. That way they will feel in charge of their new knowledge. They will gain confidence, which is the most important thing. Three, teach the most interesting, most entertaining material first, second, and third. Teach what I call the wow, the material that makes you exclaim, wow. The term is explained below. Four, use as many pictures, graphics, and videos as possible. Five, use hands-on demonstrations whenever possible. Six, short lessons only. You can come back to the subject tomorrow, the next week, or whenever. The idea that you have to pound away at something for an hour, and that's it, and the kids will learn even 20% of it? No, that's unrealistic. Small lessons scattered throughout the year are going to leave much more of a trace. Seven, keep it light and funny if possible. Try to be entertaining, not didactic. Tell a few jokes every day. Don't think of it as education. Think of it as sharing your favorite hobby with students. Big number eight, avoid the pedant's paradigm. A boring, somewhat difficult collection of information told with a steady, flat voice, going nowhere and not seeming to amount to anything. You know that many students won't get it, but you keep on going anyway. Later you build on the non-existing learning that they have acquired, thereby guaranteeing that virtually nobody will know what you've been talking about. Now I want to explain the phrase in praise of wow. A guru of mine encountered with videos showing colorblind people experiencing color for the first time. It's shocking for the people and shocking for us watching them. Typically, they are overwhelmed with surprise and joy, perhaps also with tears and regret. Many of them look around and exclaim, "This is what you've been seeing all your life?" My thought is that all of education should have a big element of shock and pleasure. Think back to when you learned something really interesting for the first time. That's the feeling you want. Every article I see about K-12 tells me the classrooms are full of theoretical nonsense, boring, irrelevant nonsense that actually kills learning. Let's get rid of this. Finally, show the students something beautiful, something surprising, something unique. Don't tell them theories. Show them parts of reality they don't know about. Thank you. Overview. Let's Fix Education explores seven of my favorite themes. First, this podcast is a meditation on what I call the K-12 crime scene. So many destructive ideas. Understanding them is the key to fixing them. Two, by doing that, we will have better schools at less cost. Three, nothing much changes decade to decade. The big questions of the 1930s were the big questions of the 1960s and the 1990s. Any subject we discuss can easily intersect with any other subject. Most people instinctively want traditional education, but the education establishment fills classrooms with progressive gimmicks. The result is that we have a standoff, and that's why you run into the same ideas over and over. Four. The big brains in education keep telling students, don't bother memorizing this or that. You can look it up later. B.B. King, the great guitarist, is much smarter. He said,
The beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. 5. Lennon's ghost wanders through our school system. The hard left thinks big. If they have to kill millions of people to build their perfect society, that's okay. Same goes for dumbing down millions of students. Totalitarians want power. They will do anything to get it. 6. If we are going to survive, we have to take each child to his or her limit. As it is, we are creating millions of sub-educated students, from K right through college. 7. Analyzing education, especially dysfunctional education, is a lot more intellectually interesting than most people suppose. You'll enjoy this. Finally, P.S. My book, Saving K-12, runs parallel to everything discussed on this podcast. I also have an education site, improve-education.org, with 70 articles that complement everything discussed here. And I have hundreds of articles on the internet. Enter a topic in Google with my full name, Bruce Dietrich Price, and let Google make suggestions. Thank you for visiting.